tackles. Okay, yep. And volleyball is going on right now.
Yeah.
And what position do you play?
I hit or set.
And you hit and you set, so you get an opportunity to spike the ball if it where the other two girls, they're setting you up all the time, right?
Yeah.
All right. What's your favorite class?
Psychology.
Psychology. Where do we plan to go to school?
Saginaw Valley.
Well, we want to wish you good luck and thank you for being our guest, and you made it through.
Custom is a lifestyle choice, a decision to embrace your individuality and install it in the things you own, the things you surround yourself with. There's no limit to what you can customize when you team up with D&M Cabinet Shop of Ruth. From new cabinets to gorgeous floors, including new trim and doors. That's what D&M Cabinet is all about, customizing things that work for you. Are you ready for a change? Is it time for new counters, cabinets, floors, trim, or doors? If so, call Doug at D&M Cabinet Shop of Ruth at 479-9271 or visit them online at dnmcabinet.com. D&M Cabinets would also like to wish the Ugly Bearcats good luck in their homecoming game against the Pirates. Go Bearcats!
Don't start the party, but the Bearcats have in the first half here as they lead over the Deckerville Eagles 20-0. We have our fourth and final guest here, and what is your name?
Kaylee Spatzel.
Kaylee?
Spatzel.
Spatzel, okay. Kaylee, what grade are you in?
11th.
You're 11th grader, and what sport do you play?
I play volleyball, and I'm going to try powerlifting.
Well, good for you. That's super. These Deckerville girls are strong down here, let me tell you. We want to do powerlifting. Who do you want to give a special shout-out to out there?
To my boyfriend that's laying on the field.
Oh, well, he can't hear you, but that's good. That's okay. Can we know his name?
Joseph Spalding.
Joseph Spalding. All right, Joe, if you're listening, you better not be. But anyway, as far as volleyball, what position do you play?
I'm a hitter, and also I play in the back row.
You get to play in the back row with the barrel?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. That's got tough playing with her because all she wants to do is giggle. That's right. I tell you, we've had a lot of fun up here, folks. But now, what's your favorite subject?
Probably counting.
Counting. Okay. And where do you think you might be going?
Saginaw Valley.
Saginaw. Well, we want to thank you for being our guest here at halftime and thank Mrs. Foster. She had a fine selection of guests here at halftime, and they all looked like they made it through. So we'll be back in a minute, and we'll get ready for this second half.
The unexpected can happen anytime. For your crops, the effects can be devastating. Damaging winds, biblical flooding, golf ball-sized hail, insect infestation, wildfires, crop circles, violent meteor strikes, and more. There's only one way to protect your crops from whatever impending disaster is lurking around the corner. A multi-peril crop insurance policy from Thayer Crop Insurance Agency, LLC in Deckerville. Thayer Crop Insurance has been protecting your crops for years and will continue to do so in the years to come. No matter the disaster, you'll take comfort knowing that everything is going to be okay with the multi-peril crop insurance policy from Thayer Crop Insurance Agency in Deckerville. Call Bill Thayer and his team today and get set up with a policy that is perfect for your farm. Call 810-376-4961 Monday through Friday or anytime at 810-404-8270. Thayer Crop Insurance Agency, LLC is an equal opportunity provider.
It's October. Baseball is wrapping up. Football's in full swing. Halloween is coming fast.
Ow.
The weather may be getting colder, but Thumb Cellular is heating things up with a huge BlackBerry sale. It's time to upgrade to a BlackBerry smartphone from Thumb Cellular. Thumb Cellular has greatly reduced their prices on their most popular BlackBerry smartphones. The BlackBerry Storm 2 with touchscreen MP3 player, 3.2 megapixel camera, Wi-Fi capable, and more. Retails for $499, but during their October BlackBerry sale, you can get it for just $199. Looking for a flip phone at a great price? The BlackBerry Style that retails for $419 is now just $99. The BlackBerry Curve 3 is only $49. That's $300 off the retail price, only while supplies last. Terms of service apply. It's the October BlackBerry Sale at Thumb Cellular in Bad Axe, Carroll Pigeon, and Sandusky. The talk of the Thumb. Well, Howard, it looks like great gridiron weather for the football game. And the home team looks like they're in great condition.
They do, Hank. And the quarterback looks like he's got a good handle on the football tonight. Wait, it looks like he's taking the ball all the way in. He scores!
Speaking of scoring, did you see that Bayport State Bank offers free regular and business checking? No monthly or annual fees, no protect charge.
Really? That sounds like a great play, but what about maintaining a minimum balance?
No minimum balance, no monthly or annual fees, no per checking charge, free notary service, internet and telephone banking, and great customer service. It's a touchdown every time.
Well, Hank, it sounds like Bayport State Bank is taking the ball and running with it.
Open your checking today at Bayport State Bank with no monthly or annual fees, no per check charge, and no daily minimum balance. Minimum opening deposit is required. Bayport State Bank with offices in Bayport, Pigeon, and Bad Axe. Member FDIC.
And we're back here in Deckerville. Second half about to kick off here as the Bearcats are going to be kicking off and the Eagles will be on offense to start out this second half. Ugly leading 20-0 after two quarters in Deckerville. It is cold, folks. It's 50 degrees, but it feels like 44. We have a full moon out there with west winds at 18 miles an hour, gusting up to 29.
I'll tell you what, though, the Deckerville Eagles are going to have to be very methodical and very professional to get some points on the board on this first possession. And they already made their first mistake as the ball rolls by them.
And they are right down to the...
Well, you got a break.
They picked it up right at the...
Goal line,
and... They claim it was a touchback.
Yep.
So
they're very lucky because he would have been down around the 5 or 6 yard line.
Absolutely. So Deckerville will take over at their own 20 yard line. Well, it'll be 1st and 10, moving left to right across your radio for the Eagles, who are trailing 20-0 to Ubley in the third quarter now. So the quarterback Patello coming in from the sideline with the play after every play. That has to be the entire in for him. Now into the second half as Deckerville has 80 yards for a score for the first one of the night. As they're moving left, right across your radio in the maroon jerseys. And it's a handoff to number 6, Dylan Lundgren, his 7th of the night. On the third handoff in the T formation, gets about 3 yards and is down to the 23-yard line for the 2nd and 7.
Number 76 for the Bearcats, Josh White, made the hit. But again, the Deckerville Eagles runners show no authority when they hit it into the hole. They're kind of pitter-pattering up in there and trying to hope the Bearcats don't see them. And what a big mistake, because they see them.
And they are out in the T formation once again. Patello under center. Hands it off to his third man, Lundgren. Once again, he hit the line with a little more force that time. Gets about 2, maybe 3 yards in the carry. Brings up 3rd down and about 4, gain of 3 on the play for Lundgren. The second carry of the half for Lundgren and the second play of the half.
Franzel making the hit for the Bearcats, but again, and number 81, Tyler Drapinski made the hit for the Bearcats, and again, at least a little more authority in the hole, but didn't get much yardage.
10:56 remains in the third quarter, Ugly leading 20-0. Flankers to the left, two men in the backfield for Deckerville. Patel keeps for himself, rolls to his left, he has the first down, he's out to the 4-yard line, to the 50, and he's pushed out of bounds at the 43-yard line into Ubley territory. A heck of a run there on the quarterback keeper from Patello.
And looks like he's over in that far, 74 for the Bearcats. I don't know if I have a 74 on here.
You don't have 74?
Not in the Bearcats.
No, definitely not.
No. So, but it's those orange numbers again, folks. But only this shadow knows for sure. And they're on the opposite side of the field. But that's the first positive play we've had from the Deckerville Eagles tonight.
Patello with a 36-yard gain there on the quarterback keeper. Pushes into Ugly territory. Deckerville could have some momentum behind them here with a flanker to the right and a wing and 2 in the backfield. It's a handoff right down the middle. Gain of 2. For the ball carrier on the bottom of the pile, looks like that is number 44, Andrew Estrada. Gain of 2 brings up 2nd and 8 for the Eagles at the Ubley 40-yard line with 10:20 remaining in the third quarter. Ubley leading 20-0.
Jason Kaufman made the hit for the Bearcats. So it'll bring up